When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to r/EntitledPeople, where you'll hear stories about people who think that the world revolves around them. Much like this lady, who plops her butt down on a bunch of cookies at IKEA because the line was too long. Guys, she's sitting on cookies. Guys, you know the deal. In today's episode, you're going to hear three stories. So buckle up, and if you feel your blood start to boil, just remember to breathe. I hope you stay for the stories today and hit that subscribe button for future stories. This first story is titled, He Thought He Was Entitled to Laughter. A couple of years ago, my mother died. Tragically, unexpectedly, at the age of 50, it was a horribly traumatizing night and few weeks for my whole family. As you can imagine, I was not in the best headspace for a while after this, but a girl has to pay the bills. So after 2 weeks off, I went back to one of my jobs at the grocery store. It was my second shift back there. I was working the register around 7 at night. A middle-aged man and his 10 or 11-year-old son came in through my line. The man started out fine. He then proceeded to wink at me and make a stupid joke. And for the life of me, I can't remember the joke. It was something anyone in the service industry has heard hundreds of times. Something like, oh, it isn't ringing up? It must be free. What I do remember is I was at the end of my 8-hour shift, and still emotionally decimated. I didn't laugh, I just nodded and gave a half smile, and continued ringing up his groceries. The silence that followed his joke was deafening. He then says, really? Not even a damn word? He then turned to his son and said, some people have no sense of humor. Don't even try with them. That's why they work places like this. I feel bad for the son that will grow up being just as poisonous. I would have turned to the son and said, ugh, some people like your dad tell stupid jokes that they think are funny but they aren't, and then they expect others to laugh. Don't be like him. And then I drop the mic and walk away. I'm just kidding. I always think of these things after it happens. I would have thought about that after the guy walked away with his kid. I'm sorry it happened to you, OP. This next story is titled, Let's Exchange Daughters. I deserve the white girl. Okay, so recently, it was Mother's Day, and I was talking to Mom on Skype to wish her a happy day and celebrate with her when we talked about this again. I must clarify that English is not my first language, for which I apologize if there's mistakes. So a long time ago, more than 20 years ago, my mother had just married my father and became a part of his family. She was a very hardworking person. She studied and worked, in addition to helping my father's family every time she could, since she didn't have a family. Everyone loved her for these qualities. At the same time, my uncle married a woman. Let's call her Liz. Like my mother, Liz had grown up in a poor and toxic family, but she was not at all as hardworking and kind as my mother, nor so beautiful. Liz always envied my mother. She may have been married to a rich man, but for Liz, it wasn't enough. She wanted to be admired and loved, just like my mother, so she always competed with her. Liz always tried to steal credit from my mother, or make my father look bad to the other members of the family. And when she did not succeed, she would cry like a little girl so that someone would take her side. One day, my mother announced to the family that she was pregnant. Everyone celebrated, and this angered Liz. A couple of months later, she announced that she was also pregnant. Clearly, she was competing with my mother again. Over time, it became known that both Liz and my mother were going to have girls, and they were very excited. Liz always talked to everybody about how her daughter would be, saying that her girl would have the white skin of her father and her green eyes and brown hair. My mother never stopped working while pregnant, while Liz stayed home 9 months pregnant without doing anything. The first to be born was me. I was born healthy, and Liz did not even hold me when I was introduced to the family, as she was still talking about her daughter and how great she'll be once she's born. A few months later, my cousin was born, and it was here when Liz's pride went to the bottom. Her daughter was born very similar to her, with dark skin and straight hair, and the brown eyes of her father. Nothing to do with the little white girl with the brown hair and green eyes that she wanted, but my cousin was beautiful. When my mother would bring me to Liz's house, she'd always leave me with my cousin in the crib, and while she had coffee with my aunt and Liz, my mother noticed how she paid a lot of attention to me, how she always approached the crib and tried to play with me, ignoring her own daughter. I was born identical to my mother, with very light skin, black hair, a small pink mouth, and big brown eyes. Liz always complimented my skin and eyes, to which my mother was grateful, and one day, Liz approached the crib to see me. She asked my mother if she wanted to trade daughters. My mom laughed, thinking she was joking, but then Liz insisted. The conversation went something like this. Liz says, "It shows that you like my daughter very much, and I like yours. If we exchange them, we'll be happier. I have a good financial position, and I'll be able to give her everything she needs." My mother says, "What she needs is her mother. You give your daughter what she needs, and I'll give mine the same. I do not intend to give her to you." Liz responded, "Your daughter does not seem like your daughter. She adapts more to our family. She has a more delicate appearance that will fit with our way of life. Do you plan to deprive her of that? Mine, on the other hand, adapts more to your lifestyle. We can make it work. I'm only telling the truth. Besides, there's no difference. They're almost the same age, and I doubt that the family will care." My mother responded, "I need this girl for the simple fact of her being mine. She's my daughter. I gave birth to her." Liz then says, "You plan to deprive that girl of a comfortable and happy life just because of your selfishness? We can provide a better life for her. What kind of mother are you? Anyone would be happy to exchange children with me." My mother, already angered about this, ended up screaming at her. My mother and I left the house, and for a long time, she did not let Liz see or visit me, for the fear that Liz would try to steal me. Liz believed that she deserved a white daughter, because according to her, she's adjusted more to her status, and that my mother was selfish for not wanting to exchange. Since then, Liz tried to make life impossible for my mother, bothering her at work, and inventing accidents, and even slandering to blame her. She's also stolen some photos of me and presented me as her daughter to her acquaintances and friends, something that was soon known as a lie when they visited Liz's house. Liz did not mistreat her daughter, but she always yearned to exchange babies, and this continued until my uncle and Liz divorced a few years later. She left the country and rarely contacted her daughter. Shortly after the divorce, my mother told everyone about the exchange of daughters, and now Liz is a black stain in our family and is hated by everyone, including her daughter. No one has ever told her about the exchange that her mother wanted.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wanted to do. All right, first of all, Liz seems completely nutso. Guys, I have so much to say about Liz, and I personally think she's a horrendous human being. The fact that she wants to trade kids because her child wasn't what she envisioned, like, holy crap, someone needs to take her eggs because I fear for her future kids. This story is titled, My Entitled Aunt thinks I work at a store that I worked at 4 years ago and demands a discount. Okay, first off, my aunt is a real bitch. She uses our family for her gain and doesn't care about anyone but herself and her image. She lives in one of the most expensive parts of Sacramento, while our immediate family all lives and has lived in the same area nearly my mom and aunt's entire lives. She's very entitled and thinks highly of herself. She and her husband and children are the type of people who are always keeping up with the Joneses. She has to be admired and loved from strangers. She scams money out of whoever she can, especially my grandma, which is how she's able to live in such an expensive area and claim back issues and not work. She'll just smoke weed and hang out all day while her husband gets drunk and acts like a dick. With that out of the way, let me tell you what happened Friday afternoon. I'm the semi-black sheep of the family. I mean, I'm not mean, I'm not rude. I just don't socialize much with my family because I know they really don't like having me around, so no one ever calls or talks about me in regards of how I am or how I'm doing. So I was surprised to get a phone call from my aunt. I didn't know the number. I didn't know at the time how she got my number, but I was waiting on a call from my doctor, so I answered without a second thought. So, I answer hoping it's my doctor, but I hear my aunt's voice. She and I have never been close. I don't like her at all, and I don't think I've ever liked her. Anyway, I answered, and I'm extremely confused when I hear her voice. She tries to sound all sweet and nice and says, "Hey, how you doing? Grandma says you're sick." I replied, "Yeah, I am." "Okay." She's quiet before she gets to the point of why she's calling me. "Well, you still work at Party Town, right? My grandson needs a costume for Halloween. I want a discount, or can you sneak one out for me?" I kind of just sat there thinking, is she serious? Did she really just say that? Did she just ask me for something that I cannot do if I wanted to, or asked if I could steal? I said, "What? Are you high? I don't work there. I worked there 4 years ago for like 2 months, and why would you think I would give you a discount or steal for you, of all people?" My aunt lets out this weird, ugh, sound, and starts saying something like, "Don't be selfish. Your cousin needs a costume for her son. He's only 3 years old. Are you really gonna be a bitch and not get him a costume?" After her little rage, all I can do is laugh. I had taken some pain meds for my knee, so I'm kind of loopy and tired. And thinking I'm dreaming, all I do is laugh. I could hear my sticky-fingered cousin chime in and calling me selfish, and how she's gonna get me fired for stealing. Somehow, they came up with the idea that I steal costumes for my teenage nephews at a job I don't work at, because my grandma told them I worked there once 4 years ago during Halloween. She and my cousin are still yelling at me on the phone until I stop laughing. My eyes are closed, and I'm on the edge of sleep. And I tell them, "I don't work there. I haven't worked there in 4 years. You guys can't stop coming up with scams and schemes long enough to get the facts straight before you call and harass people." That's all I remember before I passed out. I woke up Saturday morning with a stiff leg and missed calls and texts from my grandma and aunt. My grandma was apologizing and said she set my aunt straight. But an hour later, my aunt calls and says, "You can get grandma to lie for you, but I know you're being a selfish bitch, just like your mom, and you won't even help out the family." I just listened to her, trying to stretch my leg and let her go on. And she says, "I'm gonna be in later today for my grandson's costume, and it better be half off, or free." I would love to see that, but even if I could stand to walk or be in public, I don't care enough to watch her humiliate herself or try to belittle a seasonal employee. I feel bad for the kid, but my aunt is such a bitch, and she's hurt my grandma too much for me to even consider helping her, or my cousins. Guys, I have an aunt like this in my family. She's not anywhere as bad as OP's aunt, though, but, like back then, she'd always suggest that I work places so she could get a discount. She'd always be like, "Oh, hey, you should work at Best Buy so you can get me some good deals on TVs." Or, "Oh, hey, you should work at Honda so I can get a discount on a car." Or, "Oh, maybe you should be president so I can save money on taxes." Guys, and that wraps up today's episode of r/Entitled People. Guys, if you've missed the last episode of r/Entitled People, an entitled woman tries to kidnap OP's son because his son looks nothing like him. And oh yeah, he's the kid's stepdad. If you aren't subscribed, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future Entitled People stories. And I'll see you guys in the next one.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.